What about the left-sided RAS wild-type tumors? What's your sequence there?
Left-sided, the sequence is slightly different. In left-sided tumors, many patients will start with FOLFOX plus an EGFR antibody. Second line may, if they're progressive, then they will switch to FOLFIRI plus bevacizumab. Not all patients will start with FOLFOX cetuximab or an EGFR antibody, but a lot will start. And those who will not start are the patients who don't want, after discussion, skin toxicity in the first line. The second group may be the elderly patients not willing a combination treatment, combination cytotoxic. That's in my practice only a low number of patients, that you may start with an elderly patient with tiny small lung metastasis and a few small liver metastasis, not resectable, never resectable. You may start this patient with capecitabine or 5-FU bevacizumab, not a doublet. But in our practice, that's only a small number of patients. In some countries, it's up to 20-25% of the patients in this group of patients. So that's a group of patients. I will not start with an EGFR antibody. I will start with just a fluoropyrimidine plus bevacizumab. And the second group of patients that I will not start with an EGFR antibody on the left side, RAS wild type patients, are patients with a rather indolent disease that we still want to start with a doublet. Patients with 10 small lung metastases, 10 small liver metastases, but very small. We know that these metastases are there already since 6 months for one or another reason, and we may want to treat them right now, but they are asymptomatic, slow evolution, never resectable. That's a group of patients that I may start still with a doublet, FOLFOX plus bevacizumab. But in the other group of patients, those where we want to shrink the metastasis, because the heavy tumor burden with the rapid biology, or those that we want to shrink the metastasis because we think that potentially the metastasis may become resectable, I will always start with a doublet plus an EGFR antibody.
So what about the KRAS mutant patient, right and left sided? Again, can you kind of go through how you sequence in those situations?
In the RAS mutant patients, there is no clear difference. The sidedness data, they apply only for the RAS wild type patients. So, of course, in RAS mutant patients, we will never use an EGFR antibody. So in this group of patients, we start with FOLFOX bevacizumab as well on the right side as on the left side. And then in the second line, we will switch to FOLFIRI plus usually bevacizumab, occasionally aflibercept. If there was a very fast progression on the first line, FOLFOX bevacizumab, then we may change after 2 months to FOLFIRI aflibercept. But if the progression is not so fast, if it's after 4-6 months or longer, then we will start in second line always FOLFIRI bevacizumab.